Probably. I'll see you in a little bit.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
You got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles. Dave and Giggles.
Really?
Message notice, erased.
New storage? More like you ignore it.
We are Dave and Giggles is, he'll be here. I assume he'll be here. But we are Dave and Giggles, and we are a show that talks about pretty much nothing. And I couldn't tell you any more about that. Sometimes we have bands on. Last week we had on a band who is on tour right now called The Dead South. If you go to, if you go to Vimeo and, search for Dave and Giggles, you'll see a whole bunch of people who've been on our show before and a lot of musicians, and they're all really good. We had on, one girl named Amy Vashel once who, came in like third place in The Voice, which was really cool. It was a lot of fun. So we have in studio another, we get a lot of follows for new shows, which is very exciting.
Our show does.
Yeah, our show does.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why.
Okay.
I don't know why. Like, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, I talked to so-and-so and they said, follow you. And I was like, I don't know why I can't teach anything. Like, I literally can't teach anything. But we have Susan on who asked to come on our show. And then I asked her if anybody asked her to come on our show. And she said, no. So it was a blind.
It was a research. Follow. I researched.
What did you research?
I was looking at the list of shows and I kind of was like focusing on the talk-ish ones because what I'm going to be doing is a lot of talking as well. So this sounded fun and random and that's sort of my jam.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fun, random.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Giggles, you there? What are you doing?
Hold on. Am I here?
Yeah, you're there. You're there. Yeah, everybody's
I had
there.
To allow my microphone.
Oh, all right. You're good. Well, we got Susan in studio. She's following us. She's starting a new show.
Hey, Susan. How are you?
Over there? Good. How are you?
Yeah.
Hi. Good.
She's starting.
I gotta tell you, Dave is the most welcoming person to shadow ever. He'll put you right on.
Well, exactly. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll talk
he'll
now.
He'll throw you to the wolves.
He'll throw you to the wolves.
Yeah. I'm in.
He'll make it so that. You panic every time.
Oh.
I mean, you saw the way I started the show. It was like very haphazardly.
Yeah, he's like, what's your favorite song? And I'm like,
And then I played it. And then I played whatever you said that came to your mind, which was Aretha Franklin. You can't go wrong with Aretha.
Clean.
What's going on, buddy?
Birthday party. We did a birthday party for my oldest today. It was crazy.
But what is he? Seven?
Seven, yeah.
Ooh.
Seven.
Seven.
Seven. Damn. Lucky seven. And my Subaru hit 77,777 miles on
did
my
you
latest
show,
trip.
Did you show the boy that was the lucky seven is the number of the day?
No, I didn't show him.
Why wouldn't you show him? I feel like that's like what you should do. Like, look, you're turning seven. The car's turning 770,777, right?
No.
Sort of.
Something.
Close. Your hair looks beautiful.
It does.
Is it longer than Susan's?
It's about the same length.
It's about the same length?
It's in a ponytail right
let's
now, but
see.
It's about the same. You want
let's
it
see.
Out?
Yeah, let's okay. take it out. Let's, okay. I didn't bring in my, there we go.
Oh, similar
it's
style.
It's very similar style.
We look like twins almost.
We do. We kind of look like twins. That's pretty good. Yeah, I went and met up with Ryan, and his son is turning four next week. So I met up with him. And we went to a bar and I had a bunch of drinks. So I'm a little drunk.
You're hungover.
No, oh, just wait. A little drunk.
Today.
Yeah, this is like
so
right before.
So you're visibly drunk.
A little bit. It's been like a month since we've done a show together.
It's true.
How do you feel
I've
about
got
that?
A lot to fill you in on.
I want to hear
San
about
Diego,
it.
I've got axe throwing. I've got my homeless Lyft driver.
You had a homeless Lyft that. Driver?
Yeah.
Are you homeless if you have a car, though? I feel like.
Well, but he rents the car. So it was awkward. He was, you know, taking me home and I live in a pretty nice house, you know, and
you do live in a pretty nice
and
house.
He was just like, yeah, I yawned. And then he's like, yeah, I'll probably just like find some parking lot to sleep in. And I was like, ooh, all right. Well, and I was like, and then when I got out of the car, I was like, get home safe, man. And I was like, oh, God, I forgot that he was homeless.
You didn't invite him in. I could see you inviting him in, though.
Oh, my wife would have killed
no,
me.
No, she would have killed
me. If I didn't have kids and I had like a separate place, but I was like, yeah, it's not the time. I need to sleep. You know, like you can't be sleeping in my house. I don't know you.
What was
my Lyft driver?
What was the topic of conversations? What did you guys talk about?
It was work. He was 31 and he was kind of like, you know, he's wanting his calling. He was like looking for his, you know. He said to me, he's like, man, it looks like you've got it all figured out, man. And I was like, well, I don't know if I have it figured out, but I've been doing this for a while.
Sure.
So, you know, he was like, oh, I was thinking about becoming a chef. And I was like, chefs don't get paid much.
Homeless chefs, you know? Too. Like, I wouldn't want to eat a homeless guy's food.
No. No, he was interesting. He was, Frank was his name.
Frank. So Frank the homeless Uber driver. Tell him to call in. You should have had him come on the show.
I know. I thought about it. And then I was like,
It probably wouldn't have been a very good situation. Because then wouldn't have left.
I think he can get himself out of it because he was talking about, I think he just hasn't had a job. He's like a drifter. Like he was like, he's talking about like wanting to do some plumbing work. And I was like, bro, if you want to do plumbing, and I was like, and if you show up on time and you're not high and you like are dependable, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You'll get work. There's a ton of work here. So I think his situation was on him.
Yeah.
He was kind of like, I was like, you know, I'll give you advice, bro. But I feel like
It's on him. Know. But I feel it's like he's you. Not so much a, he's like, when you say he's a drifter, I feel like he's more of like a vagabond than a homeless person. Like he's definitely capable of doing work and doing something beyond, you know, being homeless. Oh, yeah. He just, he chooses that life.
But Andy's my Lyft driver, which is the crazy part about it. It's like, that's a tough thing to pull on somebody, is to be like, yo, I'm like, you know, he was like, oh, this is a juicy ride, because I was coming from downtown and it was like a $35 ride.
All right, that's good.
And I was like, all right, this is good. This is good for you. But like, you could, you know, I wanted to, I don't know. I couldn't give him too much advice. I didn't want to be like preaching to him.
What advice did you give him?
I just told him, I was like, bro, if you want to do plumbing work, do it. I was like, you'll have work. You know, I mean, work 6 days a week if you want.
Plumbers are very in demand. I just had a hole in my sink pipe that I plugged up over at Ridgewood. Yeah, you know how
your
it
hair
is over there.
Is it your?
It was the
hair.
Hair. I just wrapped it around and made that happen. What are you looking around for?
I'm gonna get my coffee.
All right, get your coffee. All right, Susan. Let me ask you what was it about our show that you were like, let me follow these guys?
Well, honestly, it was literally the description. Like, I was reading the descriptions and it sounded...
Giggles is always yelling me that we have to change the description.
Well, I sounds found like it amusing. Wrote it. I don't sounds care. Like maybe that's why I was attracted to this show. No, I was very much like, oh, I could learn how to do a fun show from these guys. So I thought...
That's good.
Plus, it's 7 o'clock on a Sunday, which is a very convenient time, to be honest with you.
That's more of the sell than it is our show.
No,
the time... 7 works. 7 works.
No, but I did like the description, and I did think it sounded like you guys would be fun, and that's sort of...
Sometimes we are. Sometimes we fight.
What about? What do you fight about?
I mean, every show, I think we say, this is the last show.
Yeah,
but
what? That's sad. I'm very sad. I know. Right now.
It is kind of sad. All week I was like, maybe we should just end it.
Yeah, you look like you're straight out of like the '60s, like Crosby, Stills, and Nash, dude.
I know.
You look
like that's kind of where I've been. I've been listening to a lot of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young lately. Yeah. Like, to be honest, I've been listening to a lot, and like that's kind of where my head is at these days.
Yeah. It looks good. You look the part.
I know. Well, that was the thing. So I left the house to go meet up with Ryan and Otto, man, and I forgot a hair tie. So I'm stuck. Stuck with the long hair. Yeah, I'm stuck with it.
What about a rubber band, man?
I mean, that sounds like it hurts. Is that right? A rubber band.
I might
is a
have
lot.
An extra.
Maybe. I'm okay with it
okay,
right now.
Okay, if you're okay, I'm okay, but I might have an extra.
So let's talk about your show and what you're going to do. So Susan's starting a talk show. And then I assume that it's similar to ours.
It's a little similar, but basically, it's called New in New York, and I moved here 4 years ago. And when I got here, I was
so you're
sort
not
of,
too new.
No, but I thought of the show like 4 years ago, but I never knew. I couldn't figure out what to do with my idea until I came across Radio Free Brooklyn. So, but basically, I was like, how long does it take to feel comfortable here? Like, why am I so like? I love it, but it's crazy.
It is a lot.
So I was like, I want to talk to people who don't come from New York and like talk about their experiences moving here and like how long did it take you?
It's a great
topic. The weirdest things that have happened to you since only in New York shit. So sorry.
You can curse all you want.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Cool.
Yeah.
But then also we're going to play like 5 of their favorite songs that like relate to their New York experiences.
So like a lot of Lou Reed.
Maybe like it doesn't have to be New York music. It's just like that experience. Like for me, when I saw LCD at what's that thing called?
Madison Square Garden.
Brooklyn Steel. Like I had.
Oh, that one was like a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
That was the one where they were like, "We're just kidding about breaking up."
Always kidding. Like it was like 10-night residency or something.
Yeah,
but anyway,
that.
So that song, you know, there's a song that I heard.
New York, I love you, but you're breaking my heart.
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
But Dance Yourself Clean is a song I would choose because that was a song that I felt like I live in New York. This is my New York moment. So it's kind of.
Which one?
Dance Yourself Clean.
Dance Yourself Clean.
Yeah, it's fun.
Just Dave, if you're going to play it, skip the ad, okay?
I'll try. I can't.
You do this. You Google things like an old man. And you're like, ooh. Oh, that looks fun. Let me Google this.
I try. I mean, I can't promise anything.
Hey, listen, I went to a LCD sound system concert.
Did you?
So, yeah.
I had no idea.
In Colorado?
In Colorado, yeah.
Where'd you see them at?
What was it? The First Bank Center?
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
The, It was weird. I saw the guy that was like transitioning into the girl, and I don't know if it was the
keyboard player or something, right?
The keyboard player. Yeah. But I was like, is that a?
Oh, that's right. I remember when you we talked about that all in depth.
My seats were far enough away that I was like, is that a chick and is she hot? And then I was like, oh, I think it's a dude. And then, yeah.
But there was a lot of like, man, that keyboard player, pretty hot.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, she's got a sex appeal to
her. Yeah, she does. I mean, she's a rock star. I mean, is there anything better?
You have a definite sex
appeal. Yeah, you already have a built-in like hotness to them.
Yeah.
There it is. So I skipped the commercial.
Good. It's a slow I'm glad I had to coach you.
So give us a couple of like ideas of like stories that you have of coming to New York where you're like, I got to talk about this.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. This is like every person I talk to about the show, I'm like, I'm looking for guests. I'm going to talk to someone every week. So everyone's like, oh, I have the craziest story. So I don't want to hear them until I get them on the show. Because for me, it's that initial like, what are you talking about? So we may have bad stories, but mostly I anticipate they're going to be weird.
It's fine.
Like there's just these moments like you're in a CVS and all of a sudden some lady's screaming at her dad, like mom won't give me any more money. And my website, like that it's happens. Just this weird.
My website's going down.
Yeah.
She's got to pay me so I can get my website up.
It was just
get the
weird.
Insta stories.
Or like someone got robbed. Like it's just, I think the city is full of weirdos and awesome, like. The people who are here are just full of stories. Yeah. And so
it's true. I mean, you can't turn a corner without like something.
No.
Like, all right, so give me a story. And then I want to tell, like, you think, and then I want you to think of a New York story that you remember fondly of living in New York, Giggles. But first, I want to hear your story.
Well, the first thing that pops into my mind is when I was looking for an apartment, which I lived in LA before. Hey, I lived. Oh, my God.
Oh, so you're an LA girl.
Well, for a few years I was. I'm mostly Midwestern, but I lived in LA for a little bit, and I did not like it that much. But
good.
When you live in LA, you
fuck
like
LA.
I wouldn't take it that far. I might need a job there one day. So.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
But so when you look for an apartment, you basically like showed up, and you're like, "This is really cool. I like it." And the person would be like, "I like your aura. I'll rent this to you." You know, like they didn't do background checks. They didn't do.
That's really weird.
Like,
that's
have a
more of an LA
stub.
Thing. I feel like that's more of an LA thing.
You think? Because when I was looking for an apartment in LA, they were just like, sure, I like you. I like your aura. And so when I got here and they were like, give me your firstborn baby and give me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I got what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. So they want like.
Yeah, they want everything.
40 times the rent and this. And I still don't know what that means, to be honest.
Nobody does.
Okay.
Nobody
good.
Does.
I was like, I hope this is right. But so I was going and I didn't know where I wanted to live. So I was looking everywhere and I was just getting like frustrated. And so I was going, I forget which neighborhood it was, someplace I didn't want to live really, but the price was right and blah, blah, blah.
Typical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I'm walking there and I'm just in a terrible mood. And all of a sudden this bus flies past me and it literally just
sprayed you.
And I was like,
good time.
And I just stopped there and no one did anything or said anything. So I'm just standing in the middle of the sidewalk, like soaking wet. And I'm like, I guess this is how I'm going to go rent an apartment. And like, it reminded me of that Sex in the City when at the opening, Sarah Jessica Parker gets hit, but it's her name or her face on the bus. Yeah, and I'm like, I just Sarah Jessica Parker, but like minus the good stuff.
That's you know, the New York thing. Like the New York thing is like, when you're having a shitty day, it really emphasizes your shitty day. Like,
see, I didn't realize that before I got here. Like, I just didn't understand how it could just swallow you. Like,
it swallows you up quick. Barely. But if you're having a good day,
it
will reward you on a good thing.
Yeah,
it really will. Yeah. I mean, you've been here for 4 years, so I'm not telling you anything new.
But you know what I've noticed since when I first got here, it felt like a vacation, and now it feels like my home. And so it's. Less like I'm not as excited, which is why I kind of want to talk to people to like get back excited,
to get back into it.
Exactly.
How long did it feel like you were in Colorado where it was your home? Because you were in New York for a while.
2 years, I think.
2 years it took you before it felt like you were a Coloradoan. Is that right?
Maybe. Yeah, I think like 2 years.
2 years.
And I was like, oh, I like this place. This is nice.
You love Colorado.
But why did you leave? Yeah. Why did you leave New York?
Good question.
Good question. We had a kid and we didn't have parking.
Oh,
and, it was just like We're just like looking for parking every night at the end of the day, and so, it just sucks.
Which was really funny because your street didn't have an alternate side. You could park there for as long as you want.
Wherever you'd find a
place. I feel like you moved because your landlord wouldn't let you park in front of the house.
Yeah, we had it. We came to blows. He was like texting and calling and saying like, I'll kick you out. My wife was like 9 months pregnant.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my wife's like, we can't get kicked out. Like, we're about to have a baby.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
God.
Like, I was technically in a okay spot, but like, it was just.
He was a dick.
He was a dick.
He was such a dick. Yeah.
But it was kind of it was a dick move on my part just to like test him a little bit, you know, because that was like. But
he felt like he owned the whole block.
Oh, you didn't own the street.
Yeah, you don't own the goddamn street.
Kind of like, yeah, it was a turf war.
Yeah, you know? It was a turf war. But he had the upper hand because he owned the building. Yeah, he was a pain in the ass. What is your best fond memory of New York City?
So I was doing a catering gig for a wedding downtown at the what was it called? It's right there on like it's a music venue. The Public, not the Public.
Yeah, Joe's Theater.
Not Joe's Pub. Shit, what was that called? City Winery.
City Winery.
Okay, City Winery.
Lovely
still there?
Place.
Is it still there?
Yeah, it's still there.
Okay, good.
Well, I think it closed.
It closed?
I think it just closed.
Yeah, let's see. This up.
That's the thing.
Things popped up and go down so quick.
They go down.
All right, go on.
Like
I want
ships
to look
in the
up.
Night. So anyways, I was doing a catering gig for the wedding at the City Winery, and I listened to some music, and I was like, oh, man, that sounds like Martin Sexton. And I asked the captain. I was like, "Yo, what's going on?" He's like, "Oh yeah, there's Martin Sexton playing for this private show for this wedding."
That's pretty cool.
And I was like, "Holy shit!
That's an expensive wedding.
Like, I'm gonna get paid to listen to Martin Sexton." And it was great. I was like, "Man, this is a great gig." I was like, "How? Like, this is nuts. This is a New York experience, you know?" Yeah.
That's awesome. That's cool.
That's really good.
That's very cool.
So City Winery. It's moving.
Oh, it's moving.
It's moving on the river. It's opening up 2020 in a new location on Pier 57, West 15th Street. So it makes sense. It closed down on that. It wasn't a good spot for it anyway.
Yeah.
So now it's opening up on the river, which totally makes sense. So there you go. City Winery, we figured you out.
Yeah.
You look good over there.
This is new. So, Susan, this is relevant to our experience as shadowies.
Yes.
Shadowies.
Yes.
Shadowies, if you're following us.
Yes.
Got an email the other day for some podcast training. So, basically, this guy who's like a PhD kind of, you know, behavior health specialist guy wants to do a podcast. And their person, who I know, got me dialed in to like kind of help them set things up. So I think it's going to be pretty rad.
Why don't you bring him on the show?
We should do a little
bring him into
show.
The basement.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
is pretty cool. Yeah, people do come to us for
advice.
I don't know about advice.
No, are you good at giving advice?
I mean, I'm good at giving advice if you ask the right questions.
Okay.
Like I'm just like, I don't know. Here's this thing. Here's how it all works. Here's how I do it. But if you don't ask me any questions, I'm not going to be able to like fill you in on stuff.
Okay.
You're not great at listening. You're not a good listener.
Well, that's you.
My favorite thing with Dave, Susan, is that he'll ask a guest a question and then like he'll answer it for them. Like he'll
just talk
over him like, Dave, shut up.
Oh my God. I could have used you last week. I mean, we had on the Dead South and they played a lot of great songs. But like I asked them a question and they were like, yep. And I was like, I really need giggles here. So it was just me sweating over here all by myself. Yeah. Oh, man. It was good, though.
Wait,
good
can time. I be nosy? I'm nosy.
This be is, nosy.
I ask questions. How did you get your name, Giggles?
Do you want to tell the story of how you got your name?
Unless you've told it 100 times and you don't.
I mean, it's fine.
We tell it a lot.
We tell it a lot, but it's fine. Okay. It's totally fine.
Okay.
So 2008?
I think it was eight. Was
2008.
It 2008. Yeah, it was 8.
Night of the Obama election, and the city streets of New York were like wild because like he just won, and it was like utter just like it was bedlam. It was awesome. It was just like people were screaming in the streets. It was just like it felt great, you know. And we went and saw Fuerza Bruta, And which is that what? Show that they did at God, we're down there.
It's in, it's on Union Square. Square. Yeah, yeah. Where's the Brute? So it's like crazy a crazy show. It's like a big art show. It's really cool. Oh, it's really cool. Yeah. You should go see it.
Learning new things. Mm-hmm. See, fun. Okay.
Very cool.
Okay.
So my buddy Scrap and I go to see these shows. And
how did Scrap get his election. Name? I'm kidding.
And Dave, he's Scrappy. Your person sitting across from you is an editor at Fox News. And so it's Fox true. News was what? Like,
I worked at Fox yes. News for a while.
Okay.
Yep.
So Fox News was like, obviously, you know, they lost. It was like, ah, burr, you know?
Yeah.
And so Dave was there. And for some reason, the idea came to like, let's go visit Dave at Fox News. And I was like, yes.
Let's go get the temperature over at Fox News. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
So we went there. So Dave and I are, no. So Andy and I, we're going over there. And we get to the security gate there. And I get the giggles, and Dave like Dave has to come down to like let us in, and I've got like the can't giggle fits, laughing. You know. I'm just like
can't stop laughing.
And
they called me and they were like, "Yo, we're outside Fox," and I was working overnights then.
Oh wow,
a while ago, and they were like, "Let us up," and I was like, "No, there's no way I'm letting you two fools up here. I'm not doing it." And they were like, "Come on, we're here. Let us up." And yeah, I was like, "All right, fine." So as soon as I signed them in, he just started giggling. And I was like, I would bring him by. I showed him like where Geraldo did a show.
Oh, cool.
I showed him I think I brought you by, what's the guy who
you
got?
You gave us the tour.
I gave you the tour, the, yeah. The tour. But specifically, it was like it was the guy who got me tooed and left.
What's Al Franken?
No, not Al Franken. The Fox guy. The tall douchebag guy.
Oh, shit.
What the hell's his name? I can't think of his name. Doesn't matter. But okay. It was him and like... Just I gave him the tour of the whole thing, like Hannity. I showed him where Hannity was, and I know.
Beautiful.
The funny thing is, like, it was a beautiful behind the scenes. I showed him the whole layout, and like I probably shouldn't have done that, but it was really funny, and he would not stop laughing
the whole time.
And I was like, look at this guy, he just giggles over here. And it was like right when we started the show, so we were like, oh, we should call it David Giggles, and like that stuck. Like, why did that stick? I don't know.
I kind of love it though.
But there was also like he didn't want his name out there. I was like, I don't care. Yeah. My name could be out there, but he didn't want his name out there. So instead of Mike, we went with Giggles.
Yeah, it's got a better ring to it.
It does.
It's super fun.
Yeah,
like it's a good energy. Yeah.
I think there was like an idea of like, oh, it's like Shits and Giggles, but Dave and Giggles.
Oh, fun. Yeah. I get that. Okay, maybe. Thank you.
Yeah, so there it is.
I like it.
Yeah.
What's your time slot?
Yeah, good question.
I will not be drinking in my time slot. It's 9 to 10 a.m. on Tuesdays.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. So,
that's early.
It is. But I usually work at 10 a.m. For my job, regular job. But on Tuesdays, I don't work until 12. So it kind of just worked out. And hopefully I can convince people to come in at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's on Tuesdays.
Good. Yeah. Well, if you remind me, send me some messages. I'm usually on the train at that time.
Okay.
So I could call
you can
in.
Call in?
I
could
call in.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't come in because I'm usually on a train, but I'll call in.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. And Giggles, that's like 7 in the morning. There's no way.
Yeah. It's too early. Out. I'm sorry. Yeah. I can call in.
You can call in. If you need some backup, let me know.
Okay. Cool. This is a cool thing about this Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It's like very collaborative and very community. It's very community-y. No? Oh, well. Okay.
It can be. I would say the people that I have brought into the studio to like train and stuff.
Yeah.
I've kept pretty like decently close to the most of them.
Yeah.
Decently.
Okay.
There's a couple that have fallen off, but they're pretty good. And the people around me, the people who are coming after me and before me.
Yeah.
Like I'm tight with them.
Okay.
And outside of that, not so much. I blame myself more because I don't go to any of the meetings.
Okay.
So. Here we are, Dave and Giggles, Radio Free Brooklyn. We don't
promote.
We're
actually really underground.
We're real underground.
We're so underground.
Yeah, but you're also popular.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
Really?
Very popular.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. How do you fake?
Well, do you go, I'm into the numbers. Yeah, well, they send out like who's the most listened to shows.
All right, there you go.
You guys have really good numbers.
We may have a secret following.
I think
a creeper
somewhere.
Last night.
What?
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Except so we went axe throwing. We went on a men's.
Oh yeah, the axe throwing. I want to hear about the axe throwing.
So we go to a men's night axe throwing with the dads from some of the school. It was awesome. It was fun. It was great. But we go into the axe throwing place, And it's very like, it's just, you know, boards, and it's like a Home Depot, yeah, you know, yeah. It's just open, and there's like axes everywhere. And like, this guy's wearing a tank top, and he's like, "Hey, I'm your coach. And all right, you guys want a Gatorade?" You know, it's like, there's no
Gatorade.
It's very sterile and like very bright. And he's like your coach. And he's teaching you how to like, you know, throw the axes. I did superb.
Yeah.
I was like, I nailed it. Like, first throw, I got it straight in there.
They usually have video of that, right? They usually take video of it?
Well, they didn't do video. Like, I got a couple video shots.
I need video to really prove that you've done yeah, well. All right. So you have it. You have the video.
I have video of me throwing two axes at the same time. Ooh. And hitting the target.
I feel like they wouldn't allow you.
Sore,
I bet. But like, I bet. I feel like, why they let you throw two at the same time?
Yeah. Well, really? We were there for 2 hours, so that was kind of like the later trick. Like, you start with one,
yeah,
and then he shows you to like, all right, here's how you do two. You know, because like, they want you to be safe. You sign a waiver.
How much do you pay? How much did you pay for it? 2 hours?
$30 or something.
That's not bad.
Per person, yeah.
But yeah. No beer.
No beer.
That's but, interesting. I mean, I feel like,
but it was fun.
It would be rough.
It would be rough.
A little dangerous.
Yeah,
it was super fun. But anyways, this creeper was like there. So like, they moved us to the front, like, you know, area right there by the door. And this guy was there, and I thought he was like with another party, but he was just like an old dude with like, you know, creeping, tucked in shirt with like shorts, creeper, yeah, you know,
creeping.
And, during my first throw, he was like heckling me. I was like, oh, like, why do I have a heckler? Like, you know, we That's paid good. Money to go here. And like, my first throw, I get a heckler. And I was like, oh, and I had a great one. I was like, oh, do I pay extra for the heckling? You know, like, you know, like, I definitely like called
it's
him
good.
Out.
It's good.
But he was like, you could tell, he like, after a minute, I was like, oh, this dude's like obviously on something or drunk. Yeah. But like, he was clean cut. So you're like, why is this? And he just wouldn't leave. And he was like real, like just a creeper. And like our coach, this guy, like ended up like kicking him out and like making him leave. But he was just,
he
like,
wasn't doing it. He wasn't playing.
He wasn't doing it. No, he wanted to throw the axes. And I was like, ah, you're not a part of our party.
We have like six. We're not paying you to come and hang out.
I was like, who is this douchebag?
Oh, you know? Man. That sounds like a weirdo.
Total weirdo. It was super weird.
Was that in Colorado? That was in Aurora?
No, it was in Denver.
Denver.
Downtown.
Oh.
But, I don't know. He was just like a weird, he like wanted to like hug me. And I was like, oh, you're that dude. You're that like old creeper dude.
That is really creepy. Yeah. That is really creepy.
He's such a dick. And I was like, bro, you got to go. Like, you're not part of the party. You're being a douche. Like, you should go, you know,
get out of here.
But it was great, 'cause I felt kind of tough, 'cause I was with my men, you know, I was like men's night and I had axes, you know, and I was like,
that is the manliest night I can possibly imagine.
That is pretty manly.
Actually.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, I felt
a camping trip might be a little bit manlier.
Well, but if you throw axes on a camping trip, then you've got to.
So the thing is, if you go camping with us and we're throwing axes, we're pretty drunk.
Okay,
so
well, then that's very bad.
Very bad.
Terrible.
Yeah, so that's good. I'm glad you're out there doing manly stuff. I mean,
throwing axes.
You didn't get into the fire department, but you're throwing axes.
Throwing axes. I suggested to the guys the next thing we should do is a survival course. I was like, yo, we all pay like a couple $100 to some like, you know, ex-Marine or ex-SEAL. And I was like, yo, teach us the way.
we've been talking about you doing this for a while.
I need it. Yeah. I need, this is a skill.
I know. I think it would be awesome if like we set you up and we brought you into the middle of a forest blindfolded and then just set you down and then took off and then let you try to figure it out.
I would probably die.
You would totally die.
I would totally die.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about like applying for like Survivor or like?
Do you want to tell her about the fire department?
Nah, no, we don't have to go into that. That was a midlife
crisis.
Now
I want to know. Now I need to know.
I wanted to be a firefighter, and then I realized like you have to like dig deep into your soul to like be one. And well, I was like, oh, this shit is tough.
Yeah, you know? It was tough.
And they weeded me out. Let's just say they weeded me out.
Can you be a volunteer firefighter? Can you just volunteer?
You could be a volunteer, right?
I could.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, now that I got LASIK, I'm like,
what are you doing over there?
Did we even talk about this?
No. What are you doing over there? What are you doing? Imaginary weights?
Imaginary push-ups.
Imaginary push-ups. Thinking about the old days of throwing up axes.
Right?
You really did get sore, didn't you?
I got a little. I do feel a little sore, but it was fun.
That's good. I'm glad you had fun. I'm glad you're out there doing new things. You know,
among the guys,
father of three.
Like, oh, this is beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, you know? Father of three out there doing new things.
Wow, you have three kids.
I do.
Ages, please.
I do. Do you have any kids? Are you with child?
No, I have nothing.
He's got one that's seven, one that's what, four?
Four and one.
And then and one.
Oof, are you done?
We are. We are. Okay. And please, I do feel very violated that you want to ask me about my medical history. I feel as a woman asking a man about their health history.
I'm still waiting. He went offensive. I mean, well, I don't want to give out too much, but there was an audio recording of the vasectomy.
Yeah. No, see, I didn't.
No, I mean, I've been waiting for this audio. I want to hear this audio, and he has not sent it to me.
It's terrible.
He hasn't edited it.
I told you he gave me a lollipop, so a lot of the audio is just me sucking on this lollipop.
I mean, he approved you to record it
for the show.
And then we never heard it.
He did.
I want to hear that. Yeah.
Wait, though. So my boss, I work for Desus and Mero, who are like...
Oh, okay. On the HBO show?
Well, now Showtime.
Oh, Showtime. Right.
Showtime. But anyway, they always talk about Mero and like how he's afraid to get a vasectomy. So I feel like maybe if he could hear this, he'd feel like a lot better about...
It's not bad.
That's what
honestly, it didn't really hurt. I told you my wife like helped out with it. Like she came to like, you know, offer.
No, I did not know that.
We've talked about it on the show before. Oh yeah.
And the doctor was like totally smooth. Like he was totally like a smooth, like good looking, you know, urologist or whatever. And he's like, oh, what, your nurse, what size gloves you wear? And he like told his assistant to go get her like a, you know, pair of gloves.
Yeah.
So she like got the other one. He did the first one and she did the second cable there.
She cut.
She cut.
So she helped
out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So, I don't know, man. We like stuff like that, you know? Like
okay.
We get off on stuff like that. That's what gets us going.
What's next? Like I don't know, what is that word?
Colonoscopy? Yeah, that's a further down the line. That's okay. Like 50, I think.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
That's
okay.
Not for a while.
She could come for that. I think she'll be good for that.
Yeah, I don't think she needs to be there for that.
No.
That's a little repulsive.
Yeah.
Wait, Dave, so you're an editor?
I am a colorist.
You're a colorist. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very important job.
Yeah.
No, it is. It is. People don't realize it.
Yeah. It is. And then Giggles does like weddings. So he shoots them, he edits them.
Oh.
He's a big time.
That's awesome.
Big time producer.
Big time producer. Yeah.
Director of photography.
So tell me about San Diego. We didn't talk about San Diego.
That was great, man. Got to go there and, you know, film five little vignettes about the clean cities, you know, their smart cities. So we got to go to like the weather, like they have this, what is it? Wildfire prevention. So they have these like giant like models of the weather and the atmosphere and all this stuff. And, you know, they can be like, all right, the winds are picking up here. We got to put like trucks here. And, you know, they're preventing wildfires because like, as you saw,
California
wildfires can kind of like wreck California big time.
San Diego is pretty safe, though. I feel like that's pretty far south. It usually happens more north.
Right, but I mean, I feel like it could happen anywhere.
I mean, like Montana just got 2 feet of snow.
Montana?
Montana just got 2 feet of snow.
Now?
Yeah.
This weekend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's crazy. We're all screwed. We're all just so screwed.
The planet's tilted a little bit. Something's going on.
Something's tilted. Yeah.
There's too much haze in the atmosphere or something.
There's something.
Ugh.
I just learned about a new planet that they found. Did you hear about this new planet? So they found this new planet, and it's in the Milky Way. So it's in our solar system.
Oh.
And it is a tenth the size of the sun. So it's huge.
I think it's like
40. I can't remember exactly, but it's like 40 times bigger than Jupiter.
Wow. Well, how could they have missed it?
They just, here's what they found out. It's a free roam. It's not on a.
Axis?
It's not on our what do they call that?
Elliptical?
Yeah, elliptical. Sure, elliptical. They're on the elliptical and they're working out. But it's not on our whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's just this free-floating planet that's moving throughout our solar system.
Whoa.
And it's apparently a failed red dwarf. So it was supposed to be a sun, but it failed. And now it's just floating around. It does. It sounds like a musical. Oh, I heard that... the musical, Melissa texted me the other day, she has a show after us, that what's his name? Rob Rokicki's show is on Broadway.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he was on our show first.
I know he was on our show, but that was when he was on Off-Broadway. And then I just heard that it went to Broadway, which is really fucking cool.
It's big time.
Yeah, it's big time.
What show is that?
Here.
What's the name of it?
The Lightning Thief.
Lightning Thief.
Oh. Yeah.
He did all the music for it.
You do our show, you kind of, it leads to great things.
Oh, so I have high expectations for myself now. Yeah, you've given me high expectations.
Yeah, yeah.
If I fail, well, I will
we should put together of people who've failed on our show. No, wait, no, succeeded from our show. The list is short, but it's not bad. We got to get John Shannon back on. We haven't seen that guy in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. We could stalk him. We're kind of, that's the thing.
We're stalkers.
You're stalkers.
I was like, are we stalkers?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I've done a couple things in my life that I was like, damn it, that feels stalkerish.
You know? 100%.
But it's for professional reasons, so it's totally fine.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
I don't want to ask. Have you ever had a stalker? Have you ever felt like someone was like a little too close, a little too in the background?
No. Well, I lived in Chicago for a really long time.
Okay.
And when I was in my 20s, and I would get kind of drunk. And so one night I actually gave out my phone number to my cab driver. This is before the Uber days. And this was like a cab driver.
At least he wasn't homeless.
He was not homeless, but he took me home. But not like he drove me
home. He took me home.
He drove me home.
That's what cab drivers do.
Yeah. But so he knew where I lived. And then he started like making me feel a little nervous. Mm. Like, I forget what nationality he was, but it was one where women were like, you shouldn't be working. You should be at home. I should be taking care of you.
Okay. Yeah.
So that was a minute. But it didn't, he forgot about, he must have met someone new in a cab. So,
but he texted you for a while
after. He called me.
Oh no.
This was before like texting. So he would call me and then I stopped answering, but he'd leave voicemails and it was just a little creepy.
That is a little creepy.
A little creep. Cause like I said, he knew where I lived and I was like, but no, I'm not the girl that people like men are stalking. We're twins. Like, you
know? People don't stalk me. People don't stalk you. I get it.
That'd be a great, what is it? Tinder profile.
Yeah, we're twins. We're twins. We're looking for other twins. Exactly. The only thing, I don't think I've ever had like a stalk. I don't think so. I can't say that I have or have not, but I did have an Uber driver.
Yeah.
That, there was this guy and he was like, he was very suggestive the whole way. I was just like, kind of like trying to shut him down.
Yeah.
And then when we finally got to my house, he was like, so can I come up? And I was like, no. And he's like, no, it's cool. I'll come up. We'll hang out. And I was like, no. Cause the whole time he was like telling me about like people who have sex in the back of his Uber and like being really like
graphic.
He was real raunchy.
Yeah, he was real raunchy.
Well, here's the thing with this gig economy. You can get anybody. Like none of these people are really screened. You know?
Oh, with the Uber stuff?
With Ubers or Lyfts, you know, like they pick you up and, you know.
And who knows who they are?
Who knows who they are?
I mean, you got a homeless guy driving you around. That sounds really weird.
Yeah. What job can you get without an address?
I mean,
I guess Uber driver, but like.
Uber.
That's interesting.
Because you need an address for most jobs.
Right? You know? When you fill out an application, you.
Maybe real estate people. They'd probably just bounce from house to house. Yeah.
Anyway,
the worst. Getting back to your podcast, looking for an apartment.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Here's a question I had today. Who was your first celebrity crush?
You've asked this all the time.
I know. I thought about it on the way over today, and I was like,
"Cause do you have Alzheimer's?"
Yeah, kind of. All right, fine. All right, I went to a show the other day. It was a show of the Generationals. Have you heard of the Generationals?
I don't think so.
They have this one song. I'm going to play it. You might recognize it. And it was really interesting because my friend was a friend of theirs. So he got me a ticket from the band and I went to go see him. And it was these two dudes. They hire a couple other musicians and they go on tour. And they're like 45 years old. And everybody in the audience was 22.
Oh, I do know this song.
So you know this song,
mm-hmm,
right?
It's on a playlist I have.
Okay.
I really like it.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
They were fun. They were a lot of fun. So there was like all these 22-year-olds and it was like I felt really old.
Yeah.
and then so like I spent most of the time watching these kids.
Yeah.
And so the best was this couple right next to me. They were 20-something, early 20s, and they were, both of them were absolutely gorgeous. Like, stunningly beautiful. Both of them. Stunningly beautiful. Like, even to the point where I was noticing, like, this girl was wearing, like, this top where her boobs were just spilling out. Like, completely spilling out, where I noticed a lot of other, like, girls. I don't know if they were, what they were, what they were going for, but they were just, like, staring at her tits the entire show. So, like, everybody was staring at this couple for the majority of the time. And, like, they were making out the entire show. Right? Ugh. Which is annoying, but whatever. I mean, we all did stuff when we were in our early 20s. That's what we'd do. But here's the thing that really got me. So when he went to the bathroom, she froze like a deer in headlights. She had no idea how to be a person when he was gone.
Oh, that breaks my
heart. It broke my heart. And I was like totally floored by that. I was like, she just kind of like, she was freaking out. She was like panicking until he came back, and then she started making out with him again. And I was just like, what is happening with these kids?
Oh, dear.
But
that's like when we don't show for a month.
I know.
We get back in it and we're just like
making out
on the microphone.
That's pretty much what we do.
I always think, like, when I can't see your shirt, that it's like a fur coat.
Because of my hair. Yeah, I just wear fur all the time. That's pretty much what I do.
Wait, but speaking of concerts or shows or whatever we call them now.
Yeah.
But have you ever been to one where it's like someone you used to like a lot when you were young and they're doing their reunion tour and you go and it's just like all these kind of sad old people? Yeah,
I've been to so many of those shows.
It makes me,
For a while, I worked with a guy who worked at Irving Plaza.
Yeah.
So he would give me old tickets. He would give me tickets for like 90s reunion bands. So I saw President's United States of America.
Oh my God.
I saw Soul Asylum. I saw Collective Soul. And a couple other ones I can't think of off the top of my head. And that's what it was. It was a bunch of like dudes from the 90s who looked like me, but like we're like so into everything.
Yeah.
And every one of these bands had one person remaining from the band.
Yep. Yep. That's a lot.
So it's all it takes. You just need one guy.
Sign the release. You know, you got the naming rights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles. We are here. Radio Free Brooklyn. We got Susan in studio. So what's the name of the show?
It's called New in New York.
New in New York.
Well, you call that how you pronounce it, like New in New York. When
New
it's
in
like
New
tough
York.
New in New York.
New in New York.
New in New York. Anyway, if anyone could do graphics, I need some help with my logo.
All right.
Call in. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
718-928-9732. Call in. We can get something worked out. I mean, yeah, I've gone back and forth. I've tried to get this guy to make a logo for us. He won't do it.
I don't have the time.
Yeah, nobody has got the time. So just throw it out there.
Shouldn't it be easy? I don't even know.
You'd imagine, but people are terrible.
We could go on LinkedIn or Fiverr and find somebody to like design a logo.
Yeah.
We could do that. We could spend $50 on a
logo. We could, but we're not going to do that.
No, I say don't do that.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
We've got a great one. Show her the one at the mountain.
That one's pretty good. Let me see if I can find it.
That's so beautiful.
That was one of our friends drew us.
What? I love it.
Yeah. Well, there's a picture.
Yeah.
And I put it, didn't we put it against the mountains? And it's just gorgeous.
I got to find it, but I'll find it. Here it is. Here's us.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Here, show it to me.
Representative.
Oh, very nice.
Representative of your features.
Yeah.
Use it.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what I do. That's what I use.
It works.
But yeah, if you go to Instagram, Dave and Giggles, it's the first picture on our short list of pictures.
Oh, yes, I will follow at Dave and Giggles.
At Dave and Giggles.
Fabulous.
Straight up.
That's the least you can do, Susan.
I know. I owe you.
Did you start any social media for the show?
I have not yet, but I wrote it down that I should.
Okay.
So, you know.
Luke, did you have any social media for the show?
I don't, which is largely because I know that what will happen if I start any social media profiles for my show is that I will have no followers.
It makes you feel rough, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you, we have 107. So
that's impressive. I think we've been doing it for 12.
We've been doing it for like 12 years.
That's
like,
true.
That's pretty sad.
But have you been doing the social media for all 12 years?
No.
I think if I put a lot of work, like, you know, if you just like put a ton of hashtags and everything and make a bunch of posts that people will like, eventually at some point you're going to have a good number of followers, but you know.
Right. I mean, really I find that like in radio in general, when you put in the work to like prep for the show and like think about the show, it ends up like getting a little bit more traction. Like you said, like sometimes we were on the top of the list of like people who listen to us.
Yeah.
Those are the weeks that I care.
Yeah.
You know, like this week, I didn't do anything.
Okay.
So here we are.
You're welcome. No, I'm kidding.
So here we are.
That's your acceptance speech.
Yeah. That's my acceptance speech. I didn't do anything. But yeah, so I mean, it comes and goes. Like,
but like, do you promote? Happens. Like last week when you had
The band on, I promoted the band. Yeah. And I put that out there. I'll try to do something right before the show.
Okay,
I try to do something. Yeah. Not to say that I will. Okay. If I know that like Giggles may or may not show up, I may not put anything out.
Okay,
but most of the time he does. So that makes me feel like we still got something going on.
Yeah, there's still a connection.
Aww,
resolve
so
or dissolve.
You guys are like the longest relationship. I've never had that long of a relationship.
We might be the longest relationship I know.
No, no.
How long are we talking here?
I think it's between 10 and 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Something like that. I don't remember the exact date we started, but it was like 2008 or 2009.
But did you guys know each other for a long time before the show?
Not that much earlier. It wasn't that. It was like we were hanging out. We had a mutual friend, and it was a guy that I knew from like high school. And then it was a weird start to the whole thing. But his girlfriend at the time knew my friend's girlfriend, and then they started forced to hang out, and then they started becoming friends. And then I think like one day I was like sitting around with him and I was like, hey, I want to do a talk radio show. And he was like, me too. And we were like, let's do it. And I never thought it would last 10 years, 12 years long. So here it is. That's pretty much where we're at. So this is the history lesson of Dave and Giggles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do I have that mostly right?
Yeah, it's pretty right.
Yeah.
We just did it. You know, jump in. About it. Do it.
Yeah. That's pretty. That should be the logo for our show. Don't think about it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. I hope you have 10 years of your show.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I'm inspired by you guys.
All right. Do you have any questions?
It happens. We actually guaranteed it.
We said we were
going to be inspired.
Yeah. We have a contract. Yes.
Is there something I should sign? No, I mean, I really just am curious. Mostly I'm a little nervous about the buttons, like pushing, doing the right thing.
I mean, you're going to be talking, right?
Yeah, mostly.
Here, if you want to come over here, bring your chair, bring the thing over here. I'll show you this basically. But everything is basically up.
Oh,
yeah,
look
basically.
At this. I'm learning.
Yeah. Basically, it's because, I mean, as soon as that 8 o'clock hits, I'm gone.
So, okay.
Well, let's get it in now. So basically, like, here are the four channels. 1, 2, 3, 4. You turn them up, you turn the button on, and then you're gold. These are the headphone jacks. This is yours and this is theirs.
Okay.
And that's it. That's all you need to know.
But if I play songs.
You got this guy.
Yeah.
That's the studio laptop.
Okay.
And then if you want to plug something into this or this, which is the same thing, it's the LT device.
Okay.
You do the same thing. You turn the button on, you turn it up.
Okay.
Boom.
Okay.
Easy.
Easy.
It does seem easy.
Let's unplug something and see what happens.
No!
I'll turn you off.
Just give her a little.
See, he's off now. Now he's on. Yeah, that's pretty. That's pretty much it. So, okay. I mean, you're probably not going to be as complicated as me, where I have someone phoning in from Colorado. But and then Luke plays music, so he just hangs out and plays music.
Okay,
it's really so easy that it's kind of impressive to mess it up.
It is,
and yet I do a lot.
People do mess it up. Yeah.
Well, that's good. I feel like this is one of those things where you you just have to do it, and that's what they keep implying. Like, just show up and you'll be fine.
Do you feel that you get nervous before the show, or you straight up? You've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, I am at like almost exactly a year, like a little over a year of doing the show. And I don't feel nervous at all, except like, you know, I do all my broadcasts. They tend to go pretty much without a hitch. But every time someone comes in who's not usually on my show, I will just mess up everything. And it's like I'm turning on the wrong channels, and I'm like, you know, playing the wrong songs, and like the mics aren't on. Sure. And, you know,
that makes sense.
That's how it tends to go every time someone is actually there to watch it happen.
You have a really nice radio voice.
He does. Way
like,
better than
super,
us.
Like a DJ voice. Yeah. Like,
wow. That's,
you have a good talk voice. You guys both have good talk voices, but your voice is like DJ.
It's a DJ.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
I turn on, I think, a certain, in my normal day life, I think I talk just like this. And then, like, when I start my show, I'm like, you are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Welcome to Far Reaches of Dub. This is DJ Kin Sound.
Ooh, that sounds great. That sounds great. Got some bass in there. Plug. Yeah. You're covering for Melissa this week. She sent you a little playlist.
I am. Yeah. This is DJ Defiance.
DJ Defiance. I never remember her name, so I just go, Melissa!
Yeah, this is Melissa.
Yeah, so she's got us covering next week. So if you want to do 2 hours next week.
2 hours next week?
Yeah, we'll do 2 hours. If not, I'll just, whatever.
No, I'm in.
All right, you're in.
Sounds great.
Sounds great. Cool, we got a couple of minutes left. Here's a question I came up with the other day, and I want to do a quick round table. What is the best movie from the 80s? Start with Susan.
Oh,
I came to the realization that there really was no real good 80s movies. That's what I'm going to tell you in this, but I do want to hear your 80s movies.
Well, I don't know. These might have to get Googled because I don't know if they're in the 80s or the 90s.
Okay.
So I do think that Goonies.
Goonies is a good one.
Classic.
Hargy.
I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, I was like, yay.
For a second, I thought that was like some dialogue from the movie, and I was like, that was really
quick.
That's
what I was looking for. I was like, wow.
That would have been good, but no, I just fucked up.
Is Goonies the 80s?
Goonies is the 80s. I believe it was 86. I believe that was 86.
Okay, so that's my class. I'm going to stick with that, Goonies.
Mm-hmm. Giggles, what's your favorite movie from the 80s?
So I think this was from the 80s, but Secret of My Success with Michael J. Fox.
That is an 80s movie. Like that's a good one.
We like
I think so. That might be a 90s, but I think it's 80s.
I think it's 80s, I think.
That was pretty good.
What? Yeah, 87. You were right.
That was like anything.
Michael J. Fox was so on fire in the 80s. Like, there was nobody bigger than Michael J. Fox. Right. Yeah, that guy, I mean, he must have did so many drugs in the 80s.
I don't think so, man.
I mean, he's got a lot of coke.
He's got a...
I don't know. I'm not going to gear... I'm not medical. I'm not a doctor here.
You got a bad mouth and Michael J. Fox. That's going to get you on a list.
It will get me on a list. He's great. Luke, best movie of the 80s.
Okay, so I want to say Alien, but Alien was 79, but Aliens was 86.
Yep.
And Alien 3 was 92. So I think that the Alien franchise, you could say, encapsulates the 80s.
It does. It does.
And Aliens also.
Aliens was really
like,
good.
Some people even say that Aliens is better than Alien.
It's different. I'll give you the fact that, like, there's like a much. It's you could watch it and be like, oh, they had a lot more of a budget for this one.
Yeah. Definitely.
Like, the first one was so simple, but that's what made it so good.
Yeah.
Like, it was like just one alien that, like, you know, the face crawler thing. That was it. You know, like the rest of them had the second one. They brought in a whole bunch more.
Oh, yeah. It's like such a bigger production.
Yeah.
And then I actually have never seen Alien 3, but the common thread is like Alien is great. Aliens is amazing. Alien 3 is like not great.
The interesting thing is that like, so I can't remember who did the first one, but the second one was the guy who did Avatar.
We got like James Cameron.
James Cameron did the second one.
Okay, because the first one was Ridley Scott, I think.
Yeah, Ridley Scott did the first one. Then Aliens, the second one was James. What are you doing over there? You're laughing. So then
you got like 10 seconds.
I know. We got a minute left. This is a whole discussion.
But then they brought in
giant, huge directors,
right?
To be the directors of the next ones. Like they had Jean-Pierre Jeunet, who did Amelie.
Amelie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Then they brought in David Fincher to do 4, and like all those bombed. But like they brought in huge directors to make those movies. But we're almost out of time. I can talk about movies forever. I'm going to give a quick list of the top 80s movies that I found. Ready? Ferris Bueller, Shining, which was 1980, Do the Right Thing, Princess Bride, Dirty Dancing, Roger Rabbit, Back to the Future, When Harry Met Sally, Empire Strikes Back, Breakfast Club.
Dune is noticeably absent.
Oh, yeah. No. I can't wait for the new one. All right. We got 10 seconds. Good show.